This is research news from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago. Today, David Valancourt, assistant professor of kinesiology and nutrition, talks about a non-invasive technique to screen for a biomarker of Parkinson's disease. Here's Professor Valancourt.
We've been studying Parkinson's disease in our laboratory for several years, and I just want to briefly give you a sense of what goes wrong in Parkinson's disease. So Parkinson's disease is a disorder that affects movement. It makes movements slow, it causes individuals to shake, which are called tremors, and it also causes the limbs to become rigid. In addition, Parkinson's disease causes a number of other emotional and cognitive disturbances, which tend to become more of a problem as the disease progresses. As far as the number of people who have Parkinson's disease, in the United States, it's roughly between 1 and 1.5 million. And many people estimate that that number is going to increase as the baby boomers get older and as our society grows older. Currently, the way Parkinson's disease is diagnosed is that an individual will typically notice symptoms, or maybe a spouse or a friend will notice symptoms, and that person will be referred to a physician, typically a neurologist. A neurologist will then assess the patient and look for a number of different criteria, basically looking at symptoms that reflect the way in which they move. So they're looking for slowness of movement and the tremors. In addition, the neurologist will try to rule out a number of other symptoms which might mimic other diseases to characterize if an individual has Parkinson's disease or not. So you can see that in diagnosing Parkinson's disease, it's primarily subjective. In the area of biomarkers, individuals want to create and develop new biomarkers that are objective and reliable that can predict or track the progression or the onset of Parkinson's disease. So in our study, what we did was we used a technique called diffusion tensor imaging. Now, this particular technique is used as a standard MRI, or magnetic resonance imaging machine, particularly at 3 Tesla here at the University of Illinois at Chicago. We based our study on a previous study in a mouse model of Parkinson's disease. And in that particular mouse model of Parkinson's disease, they showed that using diffusion tensor imaging had measures that correlated with the number of cells, dopaminergic cells, that were lost after injecting a toxin into the mouse model. Now, diffusion tensor imaging itself is a non-invasive technique which essentially looks at the structural characteristics of diffusion of hydrogen within water within different tissue in the brain or in other structures of the spinal cord. It has become much more used widely over the past 2 decades, primarily to study white matter changes in areas like traumatic brain injury or multiple sclerosis. In our case, we're studying a structure called the substantia nigra, which has mostly gray matter and then white matter all around it. So we are basically using diffusion tensor imaging to look at the way in which the structural changes occur within the substantia nigra, presumably after cell loss occurs. So we studied 14 early-stage patients who have Parkinson's disease and also 14 healthy age and gender-matched healthy individuals to understand how the substantia nigra changes. So we basically used a measure which is called fractional anisotropy, and the fractional anisotropy is a measure that reflects the dependence of hydrogen within water diffusion in specific tissues within the brain. So for instance, fractional anisotropy that's high in a value, which is close to 1, will have a high degree of directional dependence. So for instance, in something like white matter within the brain, which are like the cables of the brain, you have high degree of directional dependence. In contrast, in cerebral spinal fluid, you have a low fractional anisotropy because for the most part, there is no directional dependence or there's minimal directional dependence in cerebral spinal fluid. Now, gray matter, which is mainly found in the substantia nigra, has a fractional anisotropy value that is between the cerebral spinal fluid and the white matter tract areas. So what we found was that in early-stage patients who have Parkinson's disease, the fractional anisotropy measure was reduced reliably at a group level compared to healthy individuals. In addition, we found that the fractional anisotropy measure was reduced in every patient that we studied compared to the healthy individuals. And the reason this is important is because that's the way that patients would go and see a physician. So a physician is not going to try to separate large groups of patients from healthy individuals. A physician is going to try to treat and differentiate one person from another person, or one person's values from what is sort of known to be healthy. So in the future, we plan on doing a number of different things. First of which, to actually move this forward, we need to study other diseases that mimic the symptoms of Parkinson's disease to see if we can differentiate what happens in other diseases compared to individuals diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Some of these diseases might include multiple systems atrophy or even essential tremor. In the future, we also plan to work with Professor Jeffrey Kordauer at Rush University Medical Center to understand how, in a primate model which mimics symptoms of Parkinson's disease, exactly what happens in that part of the brain that relates to some of the imaging measures that we collected here. So in the future, we hope to develop a biologically relevant, non-invasive marker that can be used in the assessment and tracking of Parkinson's disease. That is the overall goal.
David Valancourt is Assistant Professor of Kinesiology, Bioengineering, and Neurology and Rehabilitation. For more information about this research, go to www.news.uic.edu, click on News Releases, and look for the release dated March 24, 2009. This has been Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago.